This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live as we continue into the third hour of the program. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We were debating fervently during the break there, the top of the hour news, whether or not to continue with Skype. Let me just explain what's going on here. The reason why I added Skype to the show however many years ago it was now, several years that we've been doing Skype calls on Free Talk Live, is because we had it, and it was working well. It sounds a lot better than the phones do. It's a higher quality connection. But it's not the highest quality in the world, and ultimately they've broken their own product with this new upgrade, which is the worst kind of upgrade, is when you break your product with an upgrade. And in this case, the upgrade apparently means you can't turn the sound effects off of Skype anymore. Unless there's something I'm missing, and it's not impossible for me to miss something like this, but I've looked all over this damn program. And I cannot find, there's no more menu with, like, options. You know how they used to have on Windows where you would, oh, wait, no, there is a menu here. But when you go into the settings, so you can find the secret menu thing, but it used to be that when you went into the settings, there was, you know, things you could change.
Audio controls, yeah.
And now it's like you can click on audio and video and just decide which, you know, sound card it comes out of. You can't turn off the ringing noise.
Let me ask you this, Ian.
So I'm ready to kick it out the damn door.
I think you need to settle down. You need to slow your roll here.
Oh, I've been dealing with this for 2 weeks, and it's been on a trial basis for the last 2 weeks. So I've been settled, and it's now interrupted my show on multiple occasions, and it's annoying. It's pissing me off.
I got that. Yeah. You could add a sound card. You're refusing to take things.
But then I have to remove something from the board in order to add a third sound card.
You
to
could
this
take
system.
Off the antiquated,
just for a broken piece of software.
You could take off the antiquated amp line that no one uses. But you're like, we've promoted that to the amplifiers, and I'm not going to let it go.
Some people do use that, and sometimes we use it. For instance, on Will Coley's show, he uses it to take live calls. We're going to be doing giveaways here in a little bit. On Free Talk Live, if all goes well, with a particular cryptocurrency sponsor of ours. I don't know if we can say which one, but we're going to do giveaways, and we were talking last night about doing call-ins during our live show to do that. We would need to have the phones to do that.
They can call in on Skype. Pretty much anybody out there has got a cell phone, a smartphone at this point, and you can put Skype as an app on a smartphone. So
you can do that with Discord, too. Why should we continue promoting a broken piece of software to people? That's run by a company that will hand over all of your information to the NSA. I'm not saying
You're
Discord
using
won't
Windows.
Do that either. I'm not saying Discord won't do that either. Yeah, I'm using Windows, but we don't promote Windows. We promote Skype on the air, which is run by Microsoft, owned by Microsoft. It didn't used to be, but it has been for the last several years, and it's just become a garbage product.
People
over time
use this product, and whether you think I agree, I'm not disagreeing with you as far. I'm not defending Skype. I don't like the upgrades. Let me ask you this: besides going and adding another sound card, which you could do, that's something you could do if you chose.
I could. I'd have to cut something out of my board, and I don't
want to
do that.
I know you don't want to.
Yeah.
I have made a recommendation, and we should discuss that. So first off, can you go and find an old version of Skype on the internet? Can you, like, go to GitHub?
I don't think so, because what happened was the version that we had put up a warning saying, your version of Skype's going to stop working soon unless you get the new one. So they will disable the old versions and force you to upgrade. So this was not an option, because if it was an option, Mark, I'd have gone back the same day. As soon as I found out that you could not turn off the damn ringing noise, I'd have gone back and reverted to the old version the same day. But you can't do that because it's a centrally controlled system where they are going to turn off the old versions on a certain deadline.
Can you research? I mean, surely some other radio program uses Skype.
You'd be surprised. Hardly anybody does.
Yeah, they are.
I was a guest on WLOB, which is an FM talk station. They used to be on AM. I think they still have an AM transmitter in Portland. In fact, they air our show six nights a week, so probably we've got listeners there in Portland tonight. But they didn't have any other options to have me on their weekend show on Saturday afternoon. It was just the phone. That's all they had.
Yeah, well, it's not great quality.
No, but that's what stations, like you said, you know, radio's slow to change. They're slow to adapt new technologies. And so, I don't know, if you want to give me some feedback on it, you're welcome to offline on our Discord chat. Drop in, you know, do you want to get rid of Skype or should I jump through whatever hoops I need to jump through to keep this broken piece of software operating? As we go to Skype, where Rectify is on the line, this is the guy who called in during the last segment.
Sorry, guys.
It's not your fault. You didn't know it was going to happen.
I don't want to hear your stinking apologies. You're ruining my life.
But Rectify. I actually called him back.
That Ian's running the flashy new Windows 10, am I right?
I am running Windows 10, yeah.
Well, yeah, they force upgraded everybody.
I'll give you instructions on how to turn off the stupid notification sounds. First off and foremost.
Yeah, do it off the air. Do it off the air.
We'll do that in Discord. But what I wanted to call in about was intellectual property.
Yeah.
We all know that knowledge is handed down by others, right? We don't just kind of stumble across it, in a sense.
Yeah.
That's why we have apprenticeships and things like that. We learn trade secrets.
Well, not all knowledge is handed down. There's discovery, right, where you uncover knowledge in the universe that you didn't know already.
The vast majority of the knowledge that you have in your head was handed down as opposed to discovered.
Right, it's like chemistry. It's not man. It's man-made. It's not God-made because it's
well. Where do ideas come from?
Molecular structures and making them into compounds. You know, man's hand is doing that. But yeah, you know, and there's like secret ingredients and recipes too, like cooks. They got to hold on to those just to maintain a nice capitalistic system. If you're handing everything out, your trade secrets and your that secret ingredient, then...
Okay. Well, so I'm not in favor of doing things in order to, quote, support capitalism. It's kind of like, if you fail, that was the market telling you no, assuming you were operating within a market. But the way you deal with trade secrets is with an NDA. You can contract for whatever...
Non-disclosure agreement?
Yeah, you can contract for whatever you want. I can have a contract with you that says, I'm going to tell you this stuff and you can't tell anybody. That's not IP, that's a contract. And if you do, then I can go after you for a contract violation.
Hold on, let's talk about this trade secret NDA mysticism. Okay, so if I get under an NDA for Colonel Sanders' secret recipe, Colonel Sanders gives me the secret recipe...
Colonel Sanders is dead.
Okay, his heirs give me the secret recipe or whatever. This is a fantasy, Mark, so let's bring Colonel Sanders back to life while we're at it. So Colonel Sanders
is going to be the age he was when he died, or is he a new, much older Colonel Sanders?
Colonel Sanders has always looked the same way. Haven't you seen the commercials?
Colonel Sanders. That's a guy playing Colonel Sanders.
Anyway, so I get into a contract to protect, because I'm under contract with the KFC.
You're dealing with a 150-year-old man. I don't know whether your contract's any good or not.
Okay, can we just talk about this here? So Colonel Sanders and I contract, and I've got a non-disclosure agreement. He gives me the secret recipe for, the KFC chicken, and I take that secret recipe and I leave it out on the counter. Now, the non-disclosure agreement said I'm not supposed to disclose to anybody.
It probably said a lot more than that if you've ever seen an NDA.
Okay, I've never actually seen one of these things, but let's say they didn't
cover.
Nobody would
trust it with one.
So, do they cover in the NDA how secretive you have to be with this stuff, or is it just like you're not supposed to tell anybody?
I've never had anything of the high level of like the Coca-Cola formula or the KFC recipe, but I've never signed an NDA that was like, don't tell nobody, okay? there are information protective procedures that are probably going to be in your NDA.
Okay.
I've signed NDAs in your stead.
Okay. What's that mean? Well, you sign them for me.
You and I work with an organization called Free Talk Live and the Shire Free Church.
Yeah.
That organization has looked into investments and other projects and these sorts of things in order to find out about these projects. And here are the things we've had to. I've had to sign NDAs.
I can't sign something on my behalf.
I then bring you into the conversation.
Oh, he can. But
I can tell
entity.
You. You're not there allowed no to entity. Tell the secret. And then you are one of the honest, most honest people I know.
There is no entity for Free Talk Live.
When I tell you that, when I tell you not to tell the secret, but when I say there is a Free Talk Live, people.
There's more coming
it.
Up here in moments. There's just a bank account with a DBA on it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets, and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. How would you like to eliminate our state income tax and senior pension tax? Immediately, the naysayers in Lansing who live off the taxpayers' dime shout, "That's impossible." Really? Michigan generates a net $10 billion from income tax annually. Michigan's budget has increased by $10 billion over the past 8 years alone. I have a practical, milestone-based plan to eliminate the state personal income tax without harming schools or public safety. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
Talk Live and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Melanie does tax preparation and bookkeeping as well. She's a professional accountant by trade. And in fact, we had a guy call in the show, I think it was last week, to ask us how to get in touch with you, Melanie. So hopefully that dude did. Somebody from one of our radio stations, actually. So I don't know how much outside of New Hampshire business you get. Is it like the majority of your business is outside of New Hampshire?
Actually, at this point, outside of tax season, it is, because most of my clients are from this show.
Excellent.
So
do you know if it's like what the breakdown is, how much of your clients, do you ever ask, like, did you hear it on the radio? Did you hear it on the podcast?
Well, I have to ask for, like, commission purposes, so.
Okay, but when they say Free Talk Live, do they say I'm a radio listener or I'm a podcast listener? Do you get it?
No, I don't ask that.
You didn't ask that? Okay. Well, anyway, just curious.
That's the sort of thing that Ian would definitely want to know.
I like to know those things because obviously we have a much larger audience on the radio than we do on podcasts, but our podcast audience arguably is more dedicated to the show, so maybe they'd be more likely to use you. I don't know. But either way, maybe you want to start asking that question because
okay.
It might just be an interesting data point. But Melanie can help you do your taxes and keep more money because she really hates the government. She's an anarchist. And wouldn't you want to have your tax professional being an anarchist? Somebody who wants to make sure you get the most you possibly can back as far as your money that you earned?
Yeah, it's morally, it's immoral to give the state more money than you have to.
Right, so it's Melanie's moral duty to ensure that you get as much money back as you possibly can. That's pretty awesome. You can get in touch with her directly through her website. You can link through it through ours to get there. Go to tax.freetalklive.com. That's tax.freetalklive.com. And big thanks to Rectify, who is on the line here on Skype. I actually have mixed feelings because I was really hoping to get rid of Skype
God,
here.
God, he's mad. He's ready to break up.
And he fixed
it. I hate it too, man.
He fixed it. So just to explain, since we have been talking about this sort of behind the scenes here on the air, apparently now, instead of actually having an option at the source, in the program itself, where the problem is generated,
where code belongs,
now you have to go into the Windows system settings where they have notifications settings that you can then turn off notification sounds for each program on the computer.
It
that
gets so much worse. Ian.
Oh, does it?
Nowadays, our IP cameras that you can set up at your home and our routers that you buy at Walmart when we need a new wireless router, what have you, it's all cloud-based administration, which means you need an internet connection to actually go in and change the settings of these devices now.
Well, thankfully, it's not that bad with Skype quite yet because I did it just on this computer. But, yeah, I see what you're saying. And so they're I don't know what the design, you know, was, why they made it this way, but that's the way it is now. And so hopefully we've fixed it. I have purportedly turned off Skype sound notifications. So now hopefully the next call that comes in won't ding-a-ling all over our audio on the airwaves. So anyway,
I just wanted to make two last points.
Yeah, please.
Let you guys go.
Go ahead.
About the intellectual property. I'm pretty biased about it. I go both ways. Actually, I'm not biased. I go both ways. Because when in the year 2000, when I was young, I do a lot of electronic design, and I created a really good utility application, and I had a patent attorney in New York. I did the poor man's certification, sent it notarized in certified mail, sealed documents to myself and a couple family members. This lawyer went ahead and he knew I didn't have the finances to do the electronic patent search, which is very expensive. So I had my patent pending. But in the meantime, he went and sold me out, or my invention, to a Sharper Image, where they sold my product with the patent.
Right,
still
pending. So that's not an IP. And I mean, like, that's obviously a horrible thing to happen, but that's not really an IP issue. I mean, I'm assuming you had a contract with this lawyer before you just handed him all these documents.
I was a kid.
He violated a contract, and you have a claim. What your legal situation is, I don't know.
Release,
but
sure. I mean, he was a big New York lawyer. I was a dumb Orange County kid.
Yeah, so legally how that's going to work out, probably not well. But, you know, from a moral standpoint, you have a claim against him for a contract violation.
A verbal contract, which you can't make any proof of.
Usually signs stuff with lawyers.
He said it was verbal. Told you it was verbal.
Phone call, right. Okay. But here's the last thing, the counter to it, is we were taught in the good book that we're supposed to teach a man to fish, right? So I'll leave you guys with that. You guys have a good night.
Hey, thanks for the call, Rectify, and I appreciate it. Oh, I just heard another sound effect from that damn program. But anyway, it's not so bad at the very end of the call, I suppose.
Yeah, and I do want to point out, like, just because something isn't a NAP violation doesn't mean...
NAP meaning the non-aggression principle.
Yeah, so just because IP isn't covered by the non-aggression principle doesn't mean that you should just... I'm going to go and copy every invention and download every movie there. Like, you can be not a good person without violating the NAP. So if that's somebody's issue, like, if you think, you can think ill of that. Like, you can think ill of somebody who's just like, I'm just going to go to the library and copy books. Like, but that is a different issue than whether or not it's aggression.
Let's go to Gene. He is the Christian anarchist, and he is on Discord. By the way, I have now introduced a second Discord call-in line because I can, and so now there's two call-in lines on Discord. So that way one person can be on line two while we have somebody on the air on line one. That way you don't have to wait until the other person's done. Anyway, Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. But you could make sure that the person on the Discord line can hear the show while they're waiting.
Normally you can if I can join the room while you're waiting, but while we have Skype on, that's not going to be possible. So, sorry about that. Go ahead.
Skype is the problem. Okay.
It is a problem.
I hate Skype.
Me too.
All right. Well, I'm going to call and bring us back to Alex Jones. As you guys know, I'm not an Alex Jones fan.
For listeners just tuning in, sorry, Gene, let me just explain briefly. Apparently, Jones has had his podcast taken down from the searching ability on iTunes. His channel on YouTube has been taken down and multiple pages on Facebook taken down. All of it today. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, well, briefly, the reason I don't like Alex Jones is because I used to listen to him all the time and found him quite entertaining, but he would go off on this thing about Chinese fetus eating, you know, Chinese people eating fetuses for health food. And this was about 14 years ago. This was one of his big rants back then. And anyway, so I was shocked by this because I go to China all the time. My wife's Chinese, so... On our next trip back to China, we investigated this personally. We went to a bunch of Chinese herbal stores, health food stores, blah, 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 down little back alleys and all kinds of stuff, trying to buy fetus or trying to find a place that sells fetus.
That must have been an awkward conversation.
It was. And people looked at us like we were crazy because, you know, they didn't even consider persons eating fetus for health food. So I came back anyway after all this, and I called his show a total of three times over about 3 months. Every time I heard him bring this up, trying to correct him. The end of the last conversation is he called me a communist. So that was the end.
Just
I never
a generic
called his
insult.
Show again.
Like, you want to redistribute all property because I disagree with you.
Well, no, I mean, hang on, Gene, if you want to continue. The fetus eating Chinese people. That's a new one. I'd never heard that claim. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breast spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Another dozen women have stepped forward to sue former gynecologist Dr. George Tyndall and USC. They say Tyndall sexually harassed and assaulted them during medical exams over a period of decades. Attorney Gloria Allred is representing them.
For the betrayal of trust and for the serious damage that they have inflicted on the vulnerable young women, students at USC.
Chicago's top cop says he's tired of the violence. At least 10 people were killed and 53 injured in shootings between Friday and Sunday in the Windy City. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson blames the violence on repeat offenders.
This is a small subset of individuals who think they can play by their own rules because they continue to get a slap on the wrist when we arrest them.
City leaders, including the mayor, calling for tougher gun laws. 200 active-duty military members are being called in to help fight wildfires in Northern California. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450 free like freedom. We're talking about it's a topic I don't think that has ever come up here on Free Talk Live in more than, 15 years of doing this show? I don't think anybody's ever brought up the allegations, apparently false, that Chinese people have a habit of eating fetuses. And that's what Gene, the Christian anarchist, has called in about here tonight. He says he's investigated this claim. He said Alex Jones was the person making the claim in the past. He's found that it is false because he's been to China on a multitude of occasions. His wife is Chinese and has family over there. And they actually did go around asking people about this and could not find any evidence that there was anything to it. So we'll continue with that discussion here. And, of course, Alex Jones banned from multiple Internet platforms today, including Facebook, banning multiple pages of Jones's, and then also Jones's YouTube channel being taken down, iTunes making it impossible to search, apparently, for the Alex Jones show on their iTunes podcast system. So very interesting takedown. Of course, as we predicted, Jones will likely come out on top. He's getting a bunch of free publicity out of this, so all publicity is good publicity as far as I'm concerned. All he's got to do is launch his own videos on his own system. If he doesn't already have one yet, I imagine he's cooking one up right now as we speak with his IT department. So we can continue. Take your calls about what you want. Hey, there's good news. Mark, you announced it a little premature, but you didn't know. Last night on Free Talk Live, you announced the good news about CryptoTip. That it is now Bitcoin Cash compatible. So a few weeks back, we went public with CryptoTip.org, and you gave me credit for it, Mark. It's not my idea. It was an idea by a guy who created Bitcoin Tip, BCTip.org. He created that. We just borrowed the idea and launched it with Dash and now Bitcoin Cash. And the idea is a brilliant idea, and I'm not the programmer either, so I didn't do the real work involved. I'm just promoting it.
You requisitioned
I brought a programmer in to do this.
A similar program that was newer and better.
I was the prime mover behind making this become a reality, but the programmer was ultimately the person, Michael Hampton, who is responsible for the great code that makes this possible. I'm just the guy who moved the pieces around. Anyway, CryptoTip.org. If you are into cryptocurrency, you probably want to share it with other people, right? But if you're going to the family reunion or Thanksgiving or wherever and you're trying to convince grandpa or, mom and dad or, your brothers and sisters and they're just pushing back against you, the people at work are pushing back against you, here's a way that you can reach out to total strangers about cryptocurrency, and it's the printable Bitcoin Cash tip, or you can use Dash. But Bitcoin Cash tips, you can print these things out. They're about business card size, and you get to decide how much crypto's on the tip. Do you want to do $10 worth? Do you want to do $20 worth? You pick the amount. You pick the amount of tips you want to print up. You get individualized tips, which have like websites on them that are specific to that tip. You give that to your service provider. Maybe it's somebody at a restaurant, for instance. Now, make sure you if you're going to do this, you be generous. You want to give them a good cash tip, too. So you give them a good cash tip, and then on top of that, you leave a crypto tip. And the crypto tip takes them to a website, cryptotip.org. It explains to them when they go to this site, there's a QR code they scan with their phone. When they go to the site, it explains to them what cryptocurrency is. It gives them recommendations on a cryptocurrency wallet that they can download and install on their device of choice. And then it allows them to redeem the tip that they've received. So whatever the amount is that you've given to them in cryptocurrency, in this case now Bitcoin Cash is available at CryptoTip.org, then they just put their wallet into the form, they hit send, and they get their crypto in their wallet. It really is a super simple process. It's a great way to get new people introduced to cryptocurrency, and there's very low risk. So if you hand somebody one of these tips and they throw it in the trash, no big deal. You get the tip back at the end of the expiration period that you've selected. So by default, it's selected for a month. If you want to change it, you can change that, make it longer if you want to. But so there's an expiration date on these things. You have no risk if the person doesn't collect the tip. You get it back. And if they do collect the tip, you'll get an email saying, hey, this tip was collected. And then if you want, you can follow up with that person. Maybe you're going back to the same restaurant you've been to before. You go back, talk to Jill, the waitress, and say, hey, Jill, I noticed that you cashed that tip in. Did you have any questions about it? So this is a great prospecting tool. It's a great outreach tool. It could be a stocking stuffer, too, if you wanted it to be. You could, put it in a gift that you give to a family member.
That's true. You could make it the tip as big as you want. So you could, you could do $50 tips to family, and still, if they didn't retrieve them or whatever,
comes back to you. It's pretty cool. And again, now with Bitcoin Cash, we started with Dash just sort of like as a beta. Technically, the site's still in beta, so it's still in a test phase. But we've ironed out, I think, most all the bugs. But if you do find a bug, let us know. There's contact information there on the site. CryptoTip.org. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, Gene the Christian Anarchist still with us on the Discord call-in line. Gene, you were telling us that you were investigating this claim that Alex Jones apparently made at some point in the past that Chinese people have a tendency to eat fetuses. You said you could not find any evidence that that was true, and you tried to confront Jones about it and give him your side of the story as somebody who, tried this. You didn't try to actually buy a fetus, but you were asking people about it if it was for sale. And you said Jones basically hung up on you and called you a communist.
Yeah, and I did talk to you about this several years ago. You've just forgotten it. But, yeah, Alex Jones made the claim I was in China. I was going on a trip to China. So while we were there, we investigated the claim. We went to several different shops trying to see if they sold it. It turned out to be total baloney, which I knew it was. You know, I knew people didn't do this kind of stuff. It's just absolutely
now, some areas
absurd.
Of China do eat dog, though.
Oh, yeah. They eat dogs and
dogs
and
fetuses
and
aren't the same thing, in case anybody wondered.
Very different.
And they actually think that eating a woman's placenta will cure you of cancer. Now, I know
there are
people
over here who do that kind of thing.
Yeah. So, but that's not eating fetuses. And so I went there to, and I tried to investigate it. Bottom line is I found out it's a bunch of baloney. I called Alex Jones three times over a period of 3 months. Every time he brought the subject up, he got angry, called me a communist and dumped my call. And basically that's the reason that I opened my eyes to this raving lunatic who makes up claims and presents them as fact. So I no longer listen to him, and I'm not his fan. But that's only the backstory for what I'm about to say next.
Okay.
And that is that I support his claim to make all of those things online. I really think that he should not be banned from these things, because if you've got a platform and you claim it's for speech, and then you say, well, yeah, but I don't like that speech. And I understand that you can have certain rules and regulations. That's not the issue. And I don't think that he has blatantly violated those, because he's basically a showman. You know, he's a kook. And he puts on a kooky show.
Well, Facebook's claim against him is that his pages have posted content, they say, that glorify violence, which they say violates their graphic violence policy.
But they don't say what that means, you know, what the glorification of violence is.
They also say that they use dehumanizing language to describe people who are transgender, Muslim, and immigrants. And I can totally believe that Jones is doing those things.
What does dehumanizing mean, and how do you define it?
Well, that's just being mean, saying mean words.
I believe that, too. But so does Hollywood do all of those things, except for now they've switched from transgender and that and sexual orientation to basically religious or Christian primarily. They will allow any kind of defamation of people that are Christians. Mm-hmm. They won't defame people that are Muslims or Jews.
I just don't buy this claim that Facebook is representing itself as a free speech platform. I know Melanie made that claim earlier. I don't.
Well, I have them saying it.
Okay, yeah. Give me a quote from them. Where's this from?
From Facebook safety. Right.
We'll get into it here. She's going to get that to us. And, Gene, I'm not sure if you were done yet, but if you aren't, hang on. We can bring you back. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Join us on the radio here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next. And you can still Skype it if you want.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your
new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. In these remaining moments, we have enough time for your call. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm, which apparently, once you make the changes behind the scenes in Windows to supposedly turn the notification sounds off, you then have to reboot Windows. So it didn't work. So I haven't rebooted the computer yet. Hopefully that will actually solve the Skype notification problems we've been dealing with here tonight. Anyway, it's Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio with you.
I never realized you're such a baby about these things. I mean,
my air is very important, Mark. It's not being a baby. It's being a professional broadcaster, not having a bunch of silly noises, just coming into the middle of your conversation. That is a broken broadcast, and it needs to get fixed. Anyway, we'll see what we can do about it as we continue here with your calls and thoughts. And don't forget, you can support the show with $5 a month through the AMP program. Remember, we give you all the features on our website for free. So, you want to get in the Discord chat and chat with people? It's there. It's free. You want to get archives that go back for more than a decade? That's totally free. The webcam through our Twitch feed, completely free. All of it's free at freetalklive.com. But if you want to, you can support the show. And we definitely appreciate it because it helps us get on more radio stations. We're at about 190 stations right now, and we could have 300. It's possible, but it does take time and money to market the show. That's why we call the AMP program Advertise, Market, and Promote, AMP, AMP. You can do $5 a month. You can do more if you wanted to, but we appreciate it. $5 a month gets you access to the AMP program. You get some extra perks like access to the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only call-in lines. There's also the AMP-only Discord chat rooms for you as well, and more. Go and get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. If you like what we do and you appreciate the work that we do, you like the fact that we give it away, Well, then support us on the back end with AMP. AMP.freetalklive.com. You can use credit card, PayPal. You can use Bitcoin, BTC. Gene the Christian Anarchist, you, any other final thoughts you wanted to share? I didn't know if you really kind of wrapped up what you were calling about, so please, go ahead.
Well, I'd like to encourage everybody to AMP as well.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Long-time AMPer, and I think it's money well spent. I'll just conclude in saying that the bottom line to all of that I said is that even though I think Alex Jones is a crazy moron, he has a right to free speech. And I think that all of these organizations blocking what he has to say is a big mistake. Now, people can argue that it's their right, it's their platform, and yes, that's all true. It is true.
Right, just because it's their right doesn't mean it's not stupid.
Yeah, and it's a very bad procedure. I wish we could go back to the days of the Usenet news groups, because there was no censorship.
They're still there.
Some awful. Yeah, they are, but nobody goes there. But people said just crazy, wacky things and shared illegal stuff and all kinds of things went on there. But at least it was a platform where you could say what you wanted to.
But even then, Gene, there were still... So what you're describing, for listeners who aren't familiar, Usenet is one of the oldest protocols on the Internet. You know, before graphical web, Usenet was out there, and it was basically a message system that allowed people to, as you pointed out, send some illegal files around, like wares and other things.
What are
things. Wares?
Wares,
illegal
download
programs. Yeah, programs that you don't have permission to download, basically.
Yeah.
So they would send them in parts on different messages. So you'd have to download, like, thousands of messages in order to... And then there was, like, tools that would do this for you. The Usenet was based on the Internet service providers who would operate their own Usenet server, and then it would be one of your perks as an Internet subscriber from that provider is you'd have Usenet access. You could download from these groups. But some of the Internet service providers censored certain groups on the Usenet. So even way back then, you didn't have, on some ISPs, you didn't have full Usenet access. So maybe you're...
But you could,
go ahead.
You could subscribe to another provider, though.
You could. Yeah, you could subscribe to an uncensored Usenet provider in the same way that Facebook doesn't owe you an uncensored platform. And in these, you know, with these big corporations, they must feel like they've got to make some users happy at the expense of other users. And they must feel as though, even though you and Melanie don't agree that they should be doing this... There's enough people who are pissed off about Alex Jones on their platform to where Facebook feels like, well, we should probably take a side in this because these other people over here are angry and there seems like there's more of them. I don't think that's necessarily the way they should do it either, but I'm not running their business.
Well, the other thing is what I think gets overlooked almost always is that Facebook is not a social media company. Facebook is an
advertising
company. So they're going to do what makes them money for ads.
Right.
They probably have some ideology that, you know, if on the side or in addition to that, they can push and still make money, they're going to. But they're not there to give me a platform to talk about anarchy. They're there to make money for ads.
No doubt about it. Gene, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It just gives people the excuse and the reason to go out there and create another platform. You know, this Gab thing that you mentioned earlier, Melanie, that does purport itself to be a free speech platform.
And as far as I can tell, it is.
With a few minor exceptions of, like, don't put anything illegal.
There's, like, four things you can't do, and they were all, like, things that would be blatantly illegal. Like, you can't upload child porn. You can't make illegal threats of violence. They phrase it like that. You can't do... A couple of things that they said were specifically illegal and are...
Right, they don't want to get arrested for...
Yeah,
you know,
but
allowing
other than
that,
you could pretty much say...
Opinions are not censored.
Yeah, you could say whatever you want. I mean, they claim that... explicitly claim to be a free speech platform.
They came out at a time when Twitter and Facebook were cracking down. Right? Like they,
yeah, as a result, probably.
They came out as a result. They said, oh, this is necessary. This is something that the market, at least a portion of the market, wants. So we're going to try to provide it. And they did. Now, they're not at the level of Facebook or Twitter, but Twitter and Facebook have had a decade.
I mean, they,
you know?
So they have 100, and I think it's 140 character limit. And but you can also
Gab
do,
or Twitter?
Gab.
Okay.
You could also do, so it's not Facebook where you can just post whatever.
Right.
Or however long, you can post whatever, but it can't be that long. But that you could also do video uploads, which is useful to me.
On Gab?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I think it's like 5 megabytes.
Wait, so there's a limit?
Video.
There's a limit to the size?
Maybe it's 500 megabytes. I've uploaded hour-long videos there.
Okay.
It's not 5 megabytes.
Okay, yes. Yeah. I don't know how to computer.
It's not free if you can't upload your videos that are 2 hours long.
Yeah, so, I mean, good for them. And I don't know if the platform's any good. I haven't actually spent much time on it. I wanted to see if there was a way to syndicate to Gab, but there's not. So I really didn't keep messing with it at that point. Because, I mean, I would have wanted my tweets to go over to Gab or something
I've seen people claim that there was. So
okay.
You might wanna...
Well, I looked at one option and it wasn't there. But anyway, let the market provide it. If Facebook and Twitter are restrictive, then something else is going to come up. Greg, who called in earlier, mentioned Mastodon, which I have yet to actually try that myself. I came close to doing it a few weeks ago when somebody else brought it up. And my thought was, well, do we want to create one with Free Talk Live? I'm like, you know, I don't really want to get involved in moderating another server. So I decided against it. But there are a bunch of other Mastodon servers out there. And this is essentially a federated, as they call it, Twitter, basically. There's different servers around the planet that run this software, and they're all able to connect to one another, but in theory, I guess they don't have to. So you can still see posts from one server, even if you're on another server, is the idea behind it.
But if you, as I understand it, you're not allowed to have certain content in, say, Germany or Europe. And
correct,
so,
on the main Mastodon server, but there are other servers that might allow that content.
Yeah, so how does it go? How does it know what content is able to be seen in which places?
I guess it would require users to report it.
I see.
Would be my guess. Vernon's on the line in New Orleans. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I actually wanted to switch gears about the topic I told the call screener. I wanted to apply. Oh, by the way, I wanted to talk about that takedown thing. Do we need to provide a quick synopsis?
You got like a minute to do whatever it is you're going to do, so you better do it fast.
Mark, I wanted to applaud you for trying to protect the Free Talk Live brand and doing the takedown notice that
Thank
you did
you.
A few weeks ago. I think that Free Talk Live's brand doesn't need to be soured by, you know, people trying to take what's said out of context. And I think you all do a very good show, and I think that your brand deserves to be protected.
So you're saying you support Mark pulling a Molyneux and using a DMCA takedown notice against a video he didn't like on the internet?
No, it wasn't because he didn't like it. It was because it was soiling your brand.
No, it was because he didn't like it. It's because he didn't like it.
But you have to minimize my opinion, because that's what Ian does.
It was a clip from the show that we did on the radio, and there was nothing taken out of context. It was a clip of a discussion that made Mark uncomfortable.
The title of it was certainly misleading, as it could possibly be.
No, I'll give you that.
The results, the results are in, right?
Freedom's
we know what the
ugly.
Results are.
Freedom's
the results are lots of people were misled.
The results are I undid your mistake, your anti-freedom mistake, and the world is right
we'll
again.
Protect your enemies at any cost.
We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.